Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
So the one thing everybody's been trying to avoid for over a year now has happened. It has happened to our bubble. Krista had COVID.
Yeah.
Krista!
God, Chris.
I just want to extend my apologies to you guys for disrupting your lives with my COVID diagnosis, because I know you're on a morning show every day, and that's a lot of commitment. You produce a morning show, Angie, every day. It's a lot of commitment. So I'm sorry that my COVID kind of messed up.
I just feel
the show went on.
The show goes on.
The show definitely went on. And I feel like you can't even apologize.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it was something that was in your control, but also like kind of, because the craziest part is, so after Krista was diagnosed positive, and I'm sure if you're listening, maybe you've been in this similar situation where someone where you're close to or that you work with was positive, and then you had to go through the whole emotional roller coaster of like, did I get it too? Who was I around? You know, I mean, it's worse than spreading STDs.
Literally.
So,
literally. You know,
but Angie and I did go get tested after Krista tested positive, and thankfully you're good now. You're in the clear.
Girl,
yes. This is a celebration.
I'm so, I feel even more healthy than before I had COVID. I feel like a completely different person just because I took so many vitamins, so much ginger, so much lemon, so much good stuff for my body that I'm charged the hell up all the time.
Yeah, well, that's good. And then also she's just like, I don't want to be down that long again and miss all of the functions.
No, it was miserable, Nina. It was terrible, Angie. It was terrible,
but
y'all.
But the thing that I can't get over, and I mean, we do need to get a doctor at some point, because Angie and I talk about this. This is what, the second or third time we've been very close contact with somebody that ended testing positive. And now I'll be clear right now, we are not speaking as doctors. We're speaking from life experience. Mm-hmm. So don't quote us. I'm just sharing what happened. But Krista spent the night at my house.
I did. Mm-hmm. I was COVID positive sleeping at your house.
And we had dinner together. And I looked at you when you walked in my apartment because she had just been out all weekend. And I was like, Chris, are you killing me today? Or are we going to be okay?
And I said, no, Nina, I'm fine. I only have been hanging out with insert person's name here.
Which, and again, I understand that, because you can't be in solitary all of the time as we slowly start to put ourselves back in positions to see people. So, but it happened and we navigated the right way. Everybody got checked. It's like that whole phone tree go all the way down.
But you never know, because, you know, due to contact tracing, Nina.
That's the interesting part. I didn't know about this contact tracing.
The city of Chicago is insane about contact tracing. I did not know where I got COVID from. But after three calls, they finally pinpointed exactly where I got it from. And I got it from the only person that I had been hanging out with before I stayed at your house.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? She's the only person in my space that had tested positive for COVID. And it was maybe like a week or two before I even stayed at your house. And I just happened to be at the wrong place. Well, I love her, but I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time with her in her close quarters for more than 15 minutes.
Right. And then it's been over the 2 week period that Krista and I have been in close quarters.
That's
and
right.
Angie too. So, I mean, when I'm telling you everybody's being careful, we are. And now we're back. And and we can do this.
Yeah. But y'all, everybody listening, I'm begging y'all, please wear your mask. Please be safe. I'm not going to be on here encouraging anybody to get a vaccine. That's your prerogative. That's your business.
For sure.
Am I getting the vaccine? vaccine? You damn skip. I want all three of them. Give me Moderna. Give me Johnson & Johnson. Give me Pfizer. Hell, give me the one that they pulling off the market in Europe. What's that one?
Yeah,
AstraZeneca.
Whatever.
Give me all
they're
of
just
them.
Still in the testing zone.
I have antibodies right now, so I can't get it.
Strap up, Chris.
90
Strap
days.
Up.
Shoot the me up. Like, seriously.
I love that. Because not that you're going to be injected with all of the random things, but I just think that every time I hear about people that are more encouraging of it, it's like the light gets brighter. And side note, we're not going to stay on the COVID topic the whole entire time,
yeah,
but
yeah,
my
sure,
parents
sure.
are coming.
Woo!
I know, because they got vaccinated.
So y'all should see me right now. I'm
so
shaking myself.
They are driving from Seattle to Chicago and they leave on Saturday is what my dad said. So in about a week, because they're going to stop in and out and do whatever they
got to
do.
So they are doing a road trip. They're not flying.
No, they're doing a road trip because they want to.
Oh, I was going to say,
it's not even about not flying.
Aren't they vaccinated?
They're vaccinated, but they want to do it because they're newly retired and they are sick of sitting in the house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they just want to get out.
They're going to love that. They're going to have a ball.
Stop the whole way and like see the world.
Your mom's going to have a ball.
Oh, I know she is.
I know she
is. She's already ready to come here and take over. And you know what? I'm ready to.
Me too.
Because I need a distraction from making bad choices, from getting myself into situations per usual. I know.
Oh.
This podcast is a life update.
You got some citrus.
Yeah,
going
you
on?
Doing that... bad choices? Mama Nina?
No, but now I think I'm clear, and that's why I'm sharing it. You guys, this is the gem of all gems. So the other day, there's this guy that I crushed on for like a while. And by a while, I mean years, but we just knew each other in passing, like nothing was going on. And then, you know, there was a moment where I had a moment where it got a little bit closer and I was like, oh, shoot.
Finally, bro. Finally.
I will catch feelings for this fool.
Oh, pause.
So I can't do this.
Okay.
So I back up and I go home and I Google how to put up a wall. And I tell Angie I did this. She's like, well, where are you going to put a wall?
Girl, an emotional wall.
Like, you ain't no construction worker. Where are you going to put up a wall, Nina? She's going to call me to come help her. I already know.
No, I wanted to learn how to put up a wall because I know that with this particular person, it's going to, if there was ever anything there, it would be in a very long time. Also, I'm busy. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't ever want to be in a situation again, like we've all been in
the
past,
Absolutely.
Where you're hanging on too long.
And you avoid that heartbreak. I get it.
And that's why I'm excited. My parents are coming because they'll distract me for a good 2 weeks, you know, give me all the love that I
Just
need.
Just to be clear, I'm allowed to hang out with your parents, right? I've got antibodies.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure.
We gotta be careful.
We have to be careful though. That
I
means
won't
you
go
can.
Nowhere.
Okay, good.
I really am trying to experience like life with your family because like you show me pictures of them like going to Iceland. And, okay, not Iceland, but like Windsor. Isn't it Windsor or something like that?
When do they go to Windsor?
Well, where's that
Isn't
beautiful?
That
yeah, where's that beautiful
Whistler? We're like, yeah, Windsor, the store.
Guys, we went to Canada. Seattle
I'm to
is
get
a
some
quick
culture
drive
from Nina's parents.
Yeah,
listen,
they're super fun. So I'm excited about that. Persian New Year's this weekend too, by the way. But so back to my wall.
Yes.
And this was what I was so excited about. There really isn't any good information that you can read anywhere. Everybody's like, don't put up a wall. It's more important to feel your feelings. And old Nana used to say that too.
Sure.
But sometimes you got to reel it in a little bit and put on a little bit of armor.
Respect it.
So I was like, what is my armor? How am I going to do this? I'm a visual person. I need to write all this stuff down. So here's the life hack. And I believe that it's working. So that's why I'm sharing. If, you know, this experiment fails, I'll also keep you posted on that. But as of right now, this armor is tough.
Okay. I want to know.
What do you want? We ask ourselves that question. People ask us that question, but it changes because you're being flexible to allow a square to go into a circle.
Oh.
But if that square isn't going to fit in the circle, you can't change your shape. But you have to be clear. Otherwise, you're going to try to change that shape because you're going to be influenced by outside stuff.
Mm.
Okay. That's where the armor comes in.
Okay.
What do I want? I want to be treated right. I want to be in love. I want somebody to court me. I want to go on dates, and that falls in the courting department. I want to experience life and not worry about somebody else's baggage or trying to get somebody emotionally ready to be with me. I want you to be ready. So when I wrote all of that stuff down and I lined it up with what was potentially happening in my mind, it didn't match.
Sure, not
even close, but I had to write it down. And I've never did that.
You make me want to go buy a journal right now.
Because I was a flexible circle. Mm-hmm. I thought I was like a bubble that could expand and absorb any shape. And I was. I was absorbing all the shapes because the circle can go in and out, in and out, and absorb anything. But your circle is still not being fit correctly. So I was like, nah, B, we are not playing this game again. It's early enough for you to save yourself from going down a spiral. So
that's what this list of non-negotiables is
your armor.
Okay.
Because as soon as you can answer the question, what do you want? Then you won't be, you have to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah, you have to remind, I get it.
Does that make sense?
Visual. Yeah. I like to call it your list of non-negotiables, where it's like, look, this is what I want in a mate. And I'm not changing it no matter what.
Right.
And that's your armor. You have to remind yourself of that every day. But how do you do that when you're lit off of like some champagne with the guy that you're attracted to in a good space? How do you do that?
Right. And because you're needy. And that's why I messed up, because I did it again. Because I was in a needy space and I was
You just not hang out with him or you
I think that's what I have to do. I don't know. So now I'm starting the process of making sure that I don't fall into a space of where I'm like, damn, I got those feelings that I don't want to have. So back to the non-negotiables, but that's the funny part too. You can make a list of non-negotiables and still put yourself in a position to negotiate the non-negotiables.
100%.
And I'm telling you, if I look back on all of those things, like how many times have you done that?
Oh, you're asking.
I'm asking.
Oh my gosh, dozens.
A lot.
Dozens.
Too many.
Too many.
But I know that being in a healthy relationship is all about flexibility, but you don't want to set yourself up for something toxic right away.
That's right.
Yeah. And so hopefully you're not as toxic as I am, because now I'm aware of my toxicity that seeps through my pores.
I love this, though. But, I love this armor perspective.
But I don't want that. I want my armor. So after falling back, it was cool. It was like probably a couple hours of like, damn it.
Aww.
But then I'm good again. So now, is it not hanging out with that person?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Probably, but is that completely avoidable? Probably not. But I don't have to put myself in positions to allow myself to be vulnerable.
Absolutely.
You know? So.
That's a vibe.
Isn't that crazy?
I like this because not only are you, it's like a double win, right? Because you know exactly what you want out of your man. But at the same time, you're able to manage your expectations. It's just, I'm just worried about when I get boozy. Like if I get like lit and I see the guy that I know is not for me and is
like
not on this list of non-negotiables.
But the hard part is when you can't prepare for it ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's almost like every time you leave the house, that's why like there's one neighborhood in Chicago where I always have to mentally prepare myself because there's a person that lives over there and like is always
Nina
over
will
there.
Not go. She's like, I am not going to blah, blah, blah. And
because
I'm like,
he's out there.
I'm hungry. My favorite restaurant's there.
This is a different person from a while ago. But if I'm not mentally ready to see that person, then that can shake you. So, he's fine. It's
until
not
they
that,
show up in your neighborhood.
It's not that
unexpectedly.
And that happened. While the other one was
messy.
There.
Messy. I'm just going to say messy.
See, I was gone
messy
for 2 weeks and I miss everything.
I will say though, Angie was a real one.
Yeah.
Because
you stayed doing some real
activity. You were being a real one. I was being messy because. She saved me.
Being
I know.
Messy?
Wait, can I tell this story?
Who the hell is this person?
Can I know. Tell this story. Yeah. It's so good.
I'm sharing my messiness with you guys, even though
I
like to think that I'm super together.
I don't know
together.
Nina anymore.
But
you
guys,
we're the messy ones.
Yeah.
But I get to be messy sometimes because
she does.
I get tired and sick of having
you
together.
Finally made out with somebody. You don't ever make out with anybody.
Okay, let me tell
sometimes
you the
just
story.
Tell me the story.
Well,
a certain person named Nina decided to order a bunch of shots. So we were all pretty litty.
Okay.
And we were at this bar for a very long time and they finally kicked us out. And we're getting ready to walk out the door. And I hear one of my friends, you know, say hi to somebody. Now, Nina and this one guy was trailing back saying bye, you know, to our other friends.
That's normal.
And I'm about to walk out the door with one of our other friends to get in the Uber. And she says hi to somebody. And I recognize the voice and I look up and I'm just like, I literally say out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, shit. Because it's Nina's other whatever you want to call her.
So Nina's not trailing behind you anymore talking to a guy that
she
is.
She's still back there.
But with a guy.
That
the new one.
The new guy. And then
the old one guy she still comes had in a couple of feelings for
is there at the same time.
At the door. So I'm like, oh shit. But Nina was being a little flirty, little, you know.
With the guy that
the new
she's
guy.
Trailing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I literally go, hold on. I gotta go get my wallet. I left it at the table. I yanked Nina off this guy. I'm like, yo, you gotta like chill
get it together
right now. I'm like, because blah, blah, blah is here. And we cannot
have this.
I was like, Nina. So I grabbed Nina. We're walking out. And then I lost Nina because, you know, Nina got a little trapped with him. But
I did not even get trapped with the old one at the door, gave him a hug or whatever. But it actually was kind of intense for me because I'd missed him. Like, he was my friend too. And I just was like, yeah. And I was kind of just like, oh man.
Did you tell me this?
I thought I did tell you this. You just figured out who old and new were.
I mean old is old.
Yeah, but
old is old.
But the feelings that I had for him just kind of lingered a little bit.
Yeah.
And just because he's a special dude, I've said that before.
Maybe you did.
And so anyway, so I hugged him and then I left. And because I had already had all those shots, I started crying on the side of the street.
No. Nina wasn't crying. No. Nina was bawling.
Oh my God. See, God be knowing, because if I was there, I'd be right there next to you crying.
Old one didn't see it.
Yeah.
New one did.
And that's what
he did.
I'm sure he did, but I don't think he cared.
But you all are in a space where
New one had no idea what had happened.
No one didn't even know where we went.
Nina,
so I don't think
my heart.
Yeah. But it's okay. New one doesn't. He's fine.
Yeah.
And he's not even new one. He was that person at the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So Angie was a real one and saved me from having a really sloppy encounter.
That would've been bad.
We can't have that.
No,
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
Why would that be a bad scenario?
I think at that moment I was trying to still keep the door open.
Right.
And so if that was a collision.
Wait, we're old
day? Yeah. So
I could punch you, Nina.
But that I think
I could too,
you
but
guys,
I feel
I think,
bad.
I think
you know,
that
I'm
comes
like,
from pandemic. I swear it's pandemic.
Yeah.
Where you get into this mind space where you're like, one minute I'm fine. I had that new dude, the doctor guy, and everything's fine. Then I don't, I'm bored there. Then you move on to the next thing, and now your flashbacks of your old action that made you feel good and safe. Like you start to miss that stuff. And man, the pandemic starts really making you go backwards.
It makes you go crazy.
You think you're good, and then
because it's hard to find new.
Yeah.
And it's like even new is not new.
Yeah,
new.
Because we're not out. Yeah.
Right.
And so, I mean, new in that capacity, but we've known each other. So it's like, really though, how do you elevate yourself? You put on a lot of armor and you start going, bitch, if you don't start getting clear with what it is that you want in your life, it's not going to happen.
Right. Let's talk about God be working, y'all, because you a real one. Because if my ass would have saw old boy at the door, and I know in the back of my mind that you back here with
you would have let it happen?
Definitely.
But
just
you know,
to kill it?
So
just
to kill it?
Just to fucking kill it. And I know how bad you are and how dope you are, and he would have looked and realized the L that he would have took with you by not taking you seriously. He would have saw you with a whole other dude who was hot as hell, by the way, to put that out there, and been like, I know that's not who I think it is. And who is this dude? Oh, hell no. Oh, yeah. So you a real one. I'm a messy fake one.
I wasn't ready for that. Yeah. I couldn't have had that mess.
I'd have been
that's
like...
The only, she would have had a heart attack because she was already like freaking out.
Yeah.
I was also wasted.
Yeah.
But I just needed to have my feelings in control. Mm. Guys, these journals, man, they really helped
you
me see
You know what
things.
Else Good. I was going through, Krista? I had just went through the same situation, literally not but like a month ago, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And that's all I was replaying. That's literally all I was replaying. And I'm like, I wish someone was there to stop me.
Oh, I remember this. Oh, yeah. Okay. So maybe that would have been, I'm telling you, God be working. There's a reason why I got
Krista
COVID.
Krista wasn't there. Krista had COVID.
There's a reason.
We got messy.
Right, exactly.
We got
you
from
obviously
the
made the mature drunk decision to come and tell
mature
her.
Mature drunk. I love it.
Yeah.
Totally. I don't know what that is.
Krista, I'd have been like, I'm going to sit my ass right here and watch all this go
down. I'm going to film it.
What kind of friend are you as you're listening? Are you going to let that hit like a collision course?
But I don't think
we're
that
safe.
Makes my intentions are good. You know what I mean? My intentions are there.
You're trying to free me by hurting me.
No, not even. I'm thinking about him more than you. I'm thinking about him physically seeing you interacting with another dope ass person.
I mean, it's already dead, but it would have killed it further. So I guess since it was already dead, it probably wouldn't hurt. But it's all right. One day that stuff will happen. Yeah. I like to roll under the radar.
You're right.
That's why I'm until now where I'm just like, verbal diarrhea telling you guys what's been happening. But that's my life update. We got the armor ready to go with a couple messy situations. Chris has recovered from COVID.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Here we come back.
Let's round
to
it
the
out.
Person that has become a package pick connoisseur.
A dick pic?
Yeah.
We're talking about dick pics?
Yeah.
She said
to me that she got four today. And you know what?
Today? Three of them were pictures. One was a video.
This morning. The reason why I bring this up, too, is, you know, we've talked about package pics many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, sending them. Dudes think that they're giving us the best gift that we've ever received. But the funny part is it's never in a different position. So it's like it's either left side, right side, or from the top, or, you know, you're coming from. Mm-mm. There's not that many different angles. So when she's saying four, I'm like, what'd you get? Four?
Like four different
angles?
Or just one same person, four different angles?
Four different angles. But if they do it right, and if
he's filling himself too much. He did not need to send you four pictures in a video.
Well, I might have asked for the last three, but it was one, and I was like, keep going.
Yeah, she's like, can you get a drone out, please?
Can you do a handstand?
And make sure that I get every part
of it.
That's
fire. I don't like unsolicited package pics, but
I like the person.
About to say that. Mm-hmm. Now that I love getting pictures from Bay.
But it's different because you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris gets those and flowers.
Yeah, he has a nice looking... Yeah, no, we're here, Angie. We're here.
It's just nice sometimes. It's nice to not be told, send me a pic. It's nice when you get
them. Just get them. Yeah. It makes you feel like dominant and shit.
Did you ask for all? You asked for them in the very beginning?
No.
Oh, he just pulled up.
I didn't ask for the first one. The first one was just like, boop. And I was like, oh, that's what we're doing right now. I'm like about to answer a call. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
When you get them sent at work. Do you guys ever send them to them when they're at work?
Yeah.
I haven't yet, not with this one, no. While he's at work, no. Yeah. Because we kind of have the same hours, mm-hmm. so we're working at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's a good idea, though. I'm just sneaking in the bathroom. Nuh-uh, because I will get fired. Let me not say that out loud.
That's the worst one. They're like, oh, send me a picture. I can't on my work. Go to the bathroom. Like, damn, okay, I guess.
So do I like unsolicited package pics now? I don't know. Like, previous, like single Krista, I couldn't. Oh my God, it'd make me cringe if a guy just pulls up and it's just his meat.
Well, if it's people that you don't know, and I know that this happens all the time. I've told you guys 100 times, this is why I'm not on Snapchat, because I get too many.
Sure.
So I don't go there.
Oh, you pop it.
Not even. It's just these dudes, I think it's
funny.
Don't
you know you can like not add the world?
Yeah,
I don't.
Just like be specific.
Yeah,
be
you can specific. Be specific who you accept as a friend.
Listen, I don't know.
She's
all
over
I know
it.
Is that when I was on Snapchat, I was getting these pics. And one of them I even opened at a wedding once. Ooh. And I had the big, you know, iPhone with the big screen. And I'm holding it up. I'm just going like this, scrolling, because I'm trying to like bide time. And all of a sudden, I get this big whoop.
A boo!
I literally had to go, whoa, and like put my phone down. I look behind me. There's like grandmas and like cousins sitting in rows behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
So as far as that goes.
Today must be package pick day, because I definitely got a package pick this morning. I didn't get four
of
them. Yeah, I didn't get four of them, but I got a nice one this morning for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is a good topic.
Sausage and eggs.
Yeah. Oh, she's here all night, folks. Try the veal.
Are you going to return the favor?
Yeah. You're going to send
in person
with one of the ones that you already have saved? Oh, in person.
Okay.
Got
so
it.
You're not going to take three different angles of your...
Nah.
Your...
Nah.
Are you all sending nudes?
Not currently.
What you have before?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Ange?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I just
You just got to ask.
Do you all send like your whole body or just like specific parts? Because I'm insecure about my tummy, so I don't send my
tummy.
Yeah, I
do specific parts.
Okay.
I do both, but I usually do head down.
Snatched for the
Yeah, same. No face, no case.
No face, no case.
I do not put my face in it.
No face, no case. I used to say that all the time, because what happened was there was this one time I had a face with a case, and one of the dudes that I was seeing at the time lost his cell phone in a taxi cab.
Mm-mm.
And so I was so scared for the longest time, because like his cloud and his phone and like all this kind of stuff, nothing ever came back to haunt me, but I was nervous for a while, because I was like, there's a face in a case. Don't ever come back to me.
Oh, that's so scary.
I know.
You want to know something like really petty?
What?
When I was single, sometimes I would a dude would be like, yo, send me a nude or send me a pic, and I would just go to Google.
Oh yeah.
Okay, y'all do this too?
No.
And then just send another body.
Yes. I've done that so many
what?
times. If it was somebody I wasn't really into, yeah, but like,
just to like get whatever, shits and giggles.
Yeah, it's just so funny. It's so funny too to like just play along with your friends and you're like sexting a guy and he's like so into it. And then I'm like, girl, like, what do I say here? And, then, and we're just laughing and he's like legit into it. And we're like,
got to grow up.
Meanwhile, you're sending him a picture of a Barbie doll.
And yeah, he's like, yeah. Like, and he's like, damn, girl, you're snatched. I'm sending him like a super like BBL.
That's not me.
Oh my god! I've never done that.
Need to do it. It's so much fun.
Listen, I'm getting to that point where I'm bored enough. I will
do it.
I one time didn't shave, and I was like, he was like, oh, send me a picture, and I was like, oh, I'm really into you. I'm like, let me Google this real quick.
Oh my god!
But it wasn't mine.
I can't with us. Okay. With us, Nina.
This is another one of those episodes where we end with, you know, if you don't have a little toxicity in you, then who are you? You know, I think I started this whole podcast trying to act like I'm not toxic anymore, yeah, but I absolutely am. And I think the best part about that is self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. You're probably my least toxic
because I'm self-aware, but yeah, we all have flaws, you know, whether you're sending fake photos to people or whatever the situation may be. I hope you're doing well. You're still staying COVID safe. Yes. You're not messing up, getting your armor ready and
yes,
doing what you got to do with
your
picks. Make
your list of non-negotiables, ladies, mm-hmm, and don't change them for don't fit a square into a circle. Is that how you said it, Nina?
Yeah.
Stick to it.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.